Hi, I'm Ruthie, owner of Defy the Status Quo, and you're listening to the Defiant Business Podcast, your daily 10-minute shot of business knowledge. You don't have a lot of time, so I won't waste it. Today, we're going to talk about why you should read the book Profit First. So I have to imagine that sounds pretty good. Anything with the word profit in it sounds good to most entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial-minded people. And the tagline is probably one of my favorite parts about the book. It really just highlights exactly what it is that you're going to get when you crack open the cover. And it says profit first. And then it says transform your business from a cash eating monster to a money making machine. And before I implemented profit first in my own business, because I read the book back in January and implemented the systems as soon as possible, that is exactly how I felt about my business. I felt like it was a cash-eating monster. It felt like I could keep giving it money and it would never be enough. So you may be able to relate to that. And so the very first day that I set it up, I immediately felt better about my business. I was able to see what money needed to go where. So before I talk a little bit more about that, I'll go ahead and talk about what Profit First, what the system kind of looks like. I don't feel like by sharing this, a high overview of the system that I'm taking away from you going to read the book, because there's nothing I can say in 10 minutes that's going to tell you exactly how to do it. And so you should just go read the book, of course. You can get it on Amazon for $12.99. I'm not an Amazon affiliate or anything, but I know a lot of people get books from there. And then I think it's like $15 or $16 if you want the actual like paperback version. It's like $12.99 on Kindle. So Profit First, what does it look like? It's a series. He has you set up a series of bank accounts. And I was kind of already doing this because I knew I needed to pay my quarterly taxes, and I knew it would just be easier for me to keep track of quarterly taxes if it wasn't just sitting in my main account, because then I would think that I could spend that money, right? So I had my main account and I had a taxes account for my business, which was fine most of the time. But I still didn't have a very good idea of where all my money needed to be and when and everything. So what the author, Michael Michalowicz, has you do with Profit First is you set up a series of bank accounts, and it includes things like income is like your main account where all your money comes in, and then profit is one of the accounts, and then taxes, and then you have a couple of other accounts, things like related to operational expenses and things like that. And I just really love, one of the things I super love about this book is that they plan for profit. And one of the things I learned in the Army is if you don't plan, you know, if you fail to plan, or wait, hold on. If you don't plan, you're planning to fail, basically. So you have to plan for success. You have to plan for profit. And that was just amazing to me because what's our inclination to do with so-called extra money, right? We don't put that and use it as profit. We typically reinvest it back into the business, which causes the business to become that swelled up cash eating monster. Now, it's not to say that you shouldn't allocate any funds at all for business investment, like things that your business needs, but he says you can even start as low as 1%. 1% of what you earn goes into that profit account. So for me, I have like 20% that goes into taxes into my tax account. So you need to make sure, and I think that is great, you know, because then you, every time you do your allocations, you're putting away your tax money, you're putting away profit money. And then of course, and for me, it lines up really well. So when I implemented Profit First, it lines up with the tax, estimated tax payments. And so even though I'm paying my estimated taxes, which always makes me go, oh, I'm also getting my quarterly profit distribution from my own business. And so that's what he has you do is once per quarter, you get to take half of what's in that account and spend it however you want to, just not on the business, he says. So the beauty of this, though, is that because you take half, you don't take the entire thing, that other half stays in there, right? So let's say your first quarter, it's $500. So you take $250. Even if you earn the same amount for the following quarter, although I'm hoping you're aiming to earn a little bit more at least, even if you earn the same amount the following quarter, there was $250 already in there, and then you have, you know, add another $500. Now it's $750, and you can now take $375. That's pretty good for me. I'm super bad at math. So now you get to take $375 out and leave the other $375 in there. Is it $375? Anyway, don't judge me based on my math skills. I'm a writer, and I would normally use a calculator for this. So yeah, so now there's $375 in there, let's say. And so then, you know, the number goes up for the next quarter and you always take half. So eventually your quarterly profit distribution is going to be very sizable, which will be something you could, you know, buy plane tickets with for a vacation. You could go, you know, buy tickets for an awesome experience for you and your family. I think that that's what makes it so awesome is that, you know, you get to take out that money and do something awesome with it. So now your family, if you have family, can see the benefits of your business as well. You know, because we as entrepreneurs, we go into business oftentimes to have more control over our time and to kind of, you know, that you imagine like, oh, I'll have free time to do this and I'll be able to do that and I'll be able to do this. But if we're not careful with our money and if we're not careful with our time, our business will eat all of it. Like there's never a moment where your business is like, okay, yeah, I've had enough. You know, I don't need any more money. I don't need any more of your time. There's always things that you're going to have to do and always things you're going to have to pay for. So I think with the allocations for the profit, it helps so much because you're like, oh, okay, this is my profit account. This is not to buy web hosting or pay a web designer. This is profit account. Don't touch it. You're stealing from yourself if you touch it. So don't touch it. I think one of my favorite chapters in the book is chapter number 4, which is assessing the health of your business. And if you've listened to any of the other episodes of the podcast up till now, you know, I'm all about healthy businesses, consistent and scalable business growth. And so assessing the health of your business, he has like a chapter with like a formula and like a chart and everything for you to fill out, which is critical. Go do that. And sometimes once you're done, it's kind of a bit of a shock. Mine wasn't super bad, but in the book, he kind of describes some scenarios for people he's worked with where it was pretty bad. That's okay. You're going to start fixing it instead of continuing on the way that you have. But once you're done with the assessment, you'll see where your business is hemorrhaging money. And that is what it seems like to me is like it's a bucket and it's got holes in it and you didn't realize those holes were there. So the money is just coming out. So that makes it really a big chapter for me because it focuses on the health of your business. And that's the whole point of the book, Profit First for Healthy Businesses. And that's what you want to build. You don't want to have to stress out over funds and where's this money coming from if you don't have to. So that is why you should go read Profit First. It's not a super long book and you'll be able to implement things from the book as you go. He actually gives you that direction. Stop reading right now and go do this. So that's a book. It's a business book, easy to find on Amazon. You may even be able to check it out from your local library for nothing. But definitely go check out that book and please let me know if you read it, if you implement it, if you already implement it, go ahead and leave me a voice message or you can contact me in any of the social media channels in which you find this episode. All right. So I'm Ruthie with Defy the Status Quo, and this has been an episode of the Defiant Business Podcast, your 10-minute daily shot of business knowledge. Until next time.